Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. A couple of days ago, I received a phone call and had a visit with my brother and sister-in-law. And in the process, my sister-in-law said, well, you know, I want to color some Easter eggs. I want to use onion skins for the color. Well, that kind of took me back to when we used to talk about natural dyes used in a lot of different things, but especially at this time of year in terms of coloring Easter eggs. Now, it would be easier, I must admit, and probably even less expensive to just buy one of those kits. You know, you can get an inexpensive kit that has all the materials for dyeing Easter eggs. Or, of course, you could really be old-fashioned and use food coloring. That will work, too. But if you are wanting to do a little experimenting, and perhaps you'd like to do this with your grandchildren, you know, you could even wait till Easter Sunday if you have your grandkids with you, or, you know, the Saturday before, whatever, anytime. It is a fun activity, and especially see the kids' eyes kind of light up to see, oh, look what color that turns out to be, using some household food item or even an herb or a spice to make a color that actually colors the eggs. I want to give you a list of some of those items, but also here I want to just kind of run through the process. Most of it's just like you would use for cooking eggs, but kind of starting from the top, you put the eggs in a pan where you can cover it with at least an inch of water, and then add a teaspoon of vinegar. Now that's an addition you probably don't do when you are getting eggs ready for potato salad or whatever. So cover the eggs with water, add a teaspoon of vinegar, and then you're going to add the dye materials. And as I say, I'm going to give you a list of those. I mean, that most of them are food. And then bring the water to a boil. Now, we always call them hard-boiled eggs. Well, hard-boiled eggs are tough, rubbery, and often have a green ring around the yolk. Eggs should not be boiled. So you bring it to a boil and then turn it down. That's where you kind of have to watch the pot. You know, we say a watch pot never boils well. If you turn your back, it will. So then it's getting close to that boiling point. You need to kind of be watching it so you can turn the heat down so that it's now simmering, not boiling. It'll make a big difference in the quality of your finished product, especially if you're going to eat them. I guess if you're just going to hide them and not eat them, it won't make any difference. But if you'd like to eat them, then really they're much better if you don't boil them, if you just simmer them. Simmer for 15 minutes, and that should make a hard-cooked egg. And you can pull one of the eggs out and see, okay, is this the color I want? Well, if it's not deep enough, you still need to pull the eggs out and, of course, get them into some cold water and let the dye color cool. And, you know, the eggs are in the refrigerator now after they've been in cold water, so you have cold eggs. Let the dye materials also get cold, and you can then put the eggs back in the dye material and let them sit in the refrigerator overnight, and you'll get a really deep color with most of the things that are used. So when you put them in the refrigerator, it's best to have, again, you're going to have them covered with water, that with the dye materials, and it's best to cover the bowl. When you take them out of the dye, whether they're right out of the hot water or whether they've been sitting overnight and they are cold, they're not going to be shiny. Maybe that's not a problem for you. Okay, if you want them to look shiny, you can rub a little oil on them. So here are some of the dye materials. If you want it to be, the eggs to be lavender, you might use, and you know, you can kind of figure this out, some purple grape juice. Doesn't that sound logical? So that one you actually might want to just start with cooked cold eggs and the cold grape juice. You could also use red Zinger tea. If you want more of violet blue, then red wine. It's interesting sometimes the color that you think it's going to turn out to be is not really the color you get. And here's one. You can have the kids go out and gather some violet blossoms. You're going, hey, are they blooming? Yeah, I don't like to have violet blossoms in my yard, and I'll be they are blooming. So you could go out and gather some violet blossoms. If you want blue, then canned blueberries or red cabbage leaves, or again, a more intense grape juice. What if you want green? Well, spinach leaves will do the job. If you want greenish yellow, you can use some yellow delicious apple peels. If you want yellow, orange or lemon peels, carrot tops, they're a little harder to come by. Celery seed. You might look through your urban spice drawer. You may have some celery seed that's been there for a while that really needs to be replaced anyhow. Hey, that'd come out with a nice yellow color. Ground cumin or ground turmeric. Those would all be in your urban spice drawer. Or green tea actually may turn out to be yellow on the eggs. How about brown? Well, that one's pretty easy. Strong coffee, that'll do it. Or black tea. Or black walnut shells, if you happen to have some of those around. And that's another one. You have the kids put on gloves and go out, and if you have a walnut tree, they can probably go out and pick up some black walnut shells. What if you want orange? Well, again, think about what's orange, and this does come out the color you think. Cooked carrots, but chili powder could give you orange, and paprika, and yellow onion skins. What if you want pink? Well, cranberry juice or juice from pickled beets. And if you want red, lots of red onion skins, canned cherries with juice, pomegranate juice, or raspberries. So you can start with the food or the herb, spice, and see what color comes out. Or you can say, okay, these are the colors I want, so this is what I'm going to choose. And if you want more information on any of this, if you have access to the internet, there are lots of different sites that will give you this information. And some of it's more chemistry. If you have some older kids that, you know, would get into the hows, whys, all that kind of thing, that kind of information is there also. So it can be a whole kind of family experience to get those Easter eggs colored. And it can be really a fun time to see what happens with those eggs. Now, I want to veer away a bit from the Easter egg kind of things because I was just reading some information, and I think I absolutely agree with this about, you know, sometimes when you're going to just cook those eggs to make deviled eggs, to make potato salad, and we can be so frustrated by the fact that you can't get the shells off in one big piece. They just shred. And first of all, we're told, well, you need to use older eggs, and that does help. But here's some other steps that you can just start with fresh eggs, according to this writer. And he's a pretty credible writer. I've used some of his other information, and I think he pretty much knows what he's doing. The first thing, and I have done this for a long time, is to pierce the broad end of the egg. In fact, I keep a needle in my drawer, you know, covered up so I don't stick myself with it, to do that very thing. And then, instead of putting the eggs in first, start the water boiling. And again, you need to think about that you want water to cover plus an inch. And then you just lower the eggs into the boiling water, turn the heat down so they're just simmering, you're not going to keep them boiling. And he says large eggs will take 14 minutes to cook and medium eggs 12 minutes to cook. Then, of course, drain that hot water off and crack the shell right then. Just, you know, tap it on the cupboard or hit it with a spoon, whatever, just to get the shell cracked. Then put them into that icy cold water. I have never done that in between cracking. I've always done it later. But that lets that cold water kind of seep in there, and I think that's what helps get that shell ready to come off. And leave them in that cold water about 15 minutes. And then take them out of that cold water, and be sure you have plenty of ice in there so it's really cold. Then peel them, If you're not going to use them right away, you can go ahead and put them in a plastic bag in the refrigerator or put them in a bowl of cold water that's covered. So I think that I'm anxious to try that kind of a little bit different step than I've done before to get those shells easily off of the eggs, no matter if they're brand new fresh or I've had them for a week. So until next time, whatever you do with eggs, hey, remember they're good for you, and have a great time. Happy family time to you.